Blog Talk Radio. Gee, let me think. Was that my right ear or my left ear that just blew out there? You said you were going
to
make up for not being on last week, and you certainly did.
I warned you, girlfriend. I also had a scream because, well, first, you know how I rock Dead. So when I hear Dead or Alive, I'm just so invigorated. I'm so inspired. I'm so crazy that I just had a scream. But I have got to tell everybody, Susan and I are going to hold off talking about ourselves, which you know is hard for me because
Bonnie, that's too bad.
I know. I'm going to cry, but we'll have that chance a little later, Susan, because both of us will rock. But I have to tell everyone who we have here. First, I'm going to
I'm so excited.
Yes! We have a fabulous guest. I'm going to let Susan talk about her in just a minute, but please be quiet, sister, because I just have to get this in. This is Bonnie Albers on air with my fabulous co-host, Susan Z, but we have a guest today. She's only going to be with us a half an hour after we stop talking. So don't worry, all you callers, we're going to take you. Anyway, this is Brenda Brand. I am so excited about her. She's got, well, one is, of course, she's Susan's family. I mean, we're going to go through the whole list here, I have a feeling. But they are so talented, so gifted. I'm just so in awe to meet them because, see, I also am now part of the family. So actually, Brenda's my cousin, too. So I am going to introduce her, but I'm going to let Susan tell you all about her. But just her name is super cool because Brenda Brand is a medical intuitive. Now, I will tell you, they are rare. You don't get them. What she does is incredible, and I don't want to really make her scared to get on because I have not ever met anybody who is as talented as she is in telling you. And I'm going to give you a couple examples, and then I'll let Susan talk. Are you still with me, Susan?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to tell you because I want Brenda to know. I'm going to give you all an example of what she does. I spoke with her this morning, and when she said, oh, is that your daughter sitting with you? And I said, yes, she's not here with me, Brenda. She's in her own state. I think it's Ohio, isn't it, Susan? Canton, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, she said, oh, my God, why do I want to choke? And she says, I feel like it's in the bronchus. I feel like I'm going to cough. Well, my daughter happens to be sick. She's been sick for 2 days. She's coughing. Her throat hurts, and she's sick. So there we go, everyone. And I can only tell you it got better from there. So please, everybody online, she will come in through that way. If you have a question, that's great. But she's super, super good at this. So she is with a medical intuitive. They're not doctors. They can't diagnose. They can't treat. So when she tells you something, you know you're going to either follow up with a doctor if you need to, or it's just going to be something that you have. She's fabulous. She's wonderful. She's terrific. Her mom was here 2 weeks ago, and that was Annabelle, to just give you a little example of who Brenda Brand is. And I love her name, Susan. I really want that name.
Brenda Brand. I actually don't call her that. I call her Beta.
Okay.
I don't call Ann Miller. I call her Annabelle. It's a family thing, you know. So it's just that she's just always been Beta to me because I was a teenager when she was just a little girl, and somehow it just stuck with her. And so talented and so gifted. Like I said yesterday, she's the dream seer of our family, and it's like when Brenda has a dream about her, about you, you better listen because it's the real deal. So
Wait a minute. She had a dream about me.
Yes, so I guess you're part of the family. I'm sorry, Brenda. I didn't mean to do this to you, but, you know, hey, it just comes with the territory. Bonnie is just, you know, she's just like part of the family. She's now become our Jewish princess in our family. So, you know, we've got one of everything now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But Brenda actually had a dream about me. I want to tell everybody listening because, you know, she does dream. You know, certainly you can't get on and say, well, what did you dream about? Because she, you know, she wouldn't know anybody out there. But she had a dream about me. I'm still we're still trying to interpret what that golden box is, but I'm going to figure it out, Brenda, because I loved your dream and I'm honored. I'm so privileged. And I've got to tell everybody, I'm in awe of this lady. And she is really, she's a lot older than me because, you know, I'm 15. So she rocks a little older.
You're almost 16. Not going to be able to pull
16.
That off.
Right. Yeah. And Brenda is close to not being my age. But I have to tell you, I'm in awe of her. She's wonderful. And we're going to say hello to her. Brenda, are you with us?
I am here.
So excited. You can say hello to Susan because she's not going to, I mean, I feel like I'm not going to let her talk and you're her cousin first.
Yeah, more than likely I'm going to hear mute you.
But you know what? I'm her cousin second, so you better hurry up.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all the compliments. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're so fabulous, Brenda. I mean, oh, my goodness. Just talking to you the little while that I did before the show, I am so impressed. I mean, not that you have to impress me because I'm nobody compared to anybody, but I am just super, super in honor and awe of what you do, of your gifts, and who you are. So I thank you for coming today.
Oh, and, well, thanks for having me, and thanks for being my cousin. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, hey, you can't have too many cousins, right?
That's exactly right.
That's right, because guess what?
Oh, my God, it's 1:11 on the clock again when I said that. There's a standing joke about I always see 1:11 on the clock when a comment is made, and, you know, that's opening doors and new information. And as soon as you said, well, now I have a new cousin, I saw 1:11 on the clock.
Oh, my goodness. So you know what that means, Brenda, and I told you, with new cousins, you can come visit. So, hey, Florida's all yours.
All right. I'm on my way.
I love it. Brenda, can you tell everybody before I start taking any callers for you, tell us about what you do, about your gifts, how you got them, at what age? And, you know, if you're like Susan, oh, my God, I don't even know if you'll remember back that far. Go ahead, Brenda.
I guess it started when I was young. I remember you know, laying in bed at night, and I was afraid to go to sleep because I would close my eyes and I would see faces, like, rolling in front of me.
I can relate.
They would be young, old, you know, all of that, and I didn't know what they were. And then about 10 years ago, I figured out I was seeing spirits. So,
I got an echo.
Are you hearing an echo, or is it just me?
I'm hearing an echo, too.
I would bet if I mute you, do you have, there's certain programs if you run on your computer that do echo, but I don't hear it. So I would imagine, like yesterday's caller, Susan, it's going to be Brenda. It's your computer.
Okay.
You're on the AOL. But I have to ask you something, Susan. I mean, Brenda, I don't think it's fair. I want to see those faces, too. Do you think that I'm going to see those faces? Because so you can't have that gift, and Susan can't have that gift. I'm the cousin. I want that gift. I can hear him.
Well, who knows? Well, you have to understand that Brenda and I, during a period of time, lived in a major haunted house. I'm going to close my program down. Maybe it's my program. Does that help?
Okay, I'm just on a regular phone.
Okay, it isn't Brenda. Yeah, it isn't Brenda. So it might be you, Susan, because I'm not running anything.
I'm hearing an echo. I may have to call back and see if maybe I can get a better reception. But
well,
what I wanted
talk
to see.
Brenda. I could talk to Brenda. You don't need to talk to Brenda.
Well, listen, I want to say this. It's like Brenda and I, at one point in time, it's like we lived in this haunted house. She was a teenager, and I was like in my early 20s, and I went to live with them when I first got divorced with my little girl. And, I mean, it got serious. Remember that house, Brenda?
Oh, my gosh. I will never forget that house.
Oh,
it was crazy.
She and I. Oh, it was bad. It was no, you wouldn't want to be. There was some crazy woman in that house that didn't like Brenda and I at all. And I mean, it got pretty scary at times, but I mean, it's like we seem to be protected, and you know, it's just like kind of a light. It's like when you walk into a place like that, it's like, "Oh, they're here." You know?
I love that. I'm ready to wanting to go to this haunted house, everyone, where Susan and I are going to try to rock that house at the end of August. Of course, sometimes it doesn't work, but it's up in New York. It's called the Shanley House, and it's got some pretty cool Bordello ghosts. So we're going to try to get up there and put it on YouTube, and I think that is going to be too cool. But now we're not talking about me. We're talking about Brenda. So, Brenda, keep going, and please tell everybody how you figured out, one, where your gifts were and what gifts you have, because I think people don't understand that there's all different kinds of gifts.
Well, there is, and, you know, it's a family thing, as you can tell, and I guess in meeting people and, you know, my mom would ask me questions about people, and I would start to tune into them, and I would say, you know, I see this and I see that, and sure enough, you know, they'd go to the doctor or they'd report back to mom and say, hey, she was right, you know. And so I guess it just happened. I can't explain how it happened, but it just happened. I do, you know, I see spirit and hear spirit. So I just do kind of do my thing. I don't know how to explain it.
I love it, Brenda, because that is doing your thing. I mean, no matter what, everybody listening, she can do medical, she can hear spirit, she can answer a question. I mean, this family, my family, is so cool. I just love it. So I like I said, if Brenda wants to come in and she sees something for you, especially if it's medical, that's what we're talking about today. And anything else, Brenda, that you see. Another thing on the show, which I love, is we do not stop you. We don't believe in stopping spirit from talking. So I know sometimes everything gets like, oh, you got to be in 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 5 minutes. We don't work that way. We work with however long it takes you to see something or give a message. We are so cool about that. So please,
awesome.
You know,
unless Bonnie has something to say.
Yes, unless I have to interrupt you.
And then it takes longer.
Yes. Well, that's only if I'm going to interrupt you. So the thing is, I'm going to be polite and courteous because I think Susan will bop me on the head. And so I am going to, for the first time you're here, be at least a little polite. And I promise, unless some ghost is trying to get at me, then I will actually, they're probably going to get at you anyway, if somebody needs, and I don't mean get at bad, but if there's a message that comes through and that you need to give it, please, all of our callers and our listeners would love to hear it. So whatever goes is what you can do on this show. You can't take your clothes off and tell us, but, you know, you could take your clothes off and can't tell us.
We can't see it anyway.
Yeah. Well, someday we're going to be able to, so, you know, be careful what you say. Anyway, Brenda, I am going to tell you how absolutely in awe I was about what you did for me today, and especially with my daughter. So I do want everybody to know that firsthand, I have talked to Brenda, and like I've always said, whoever Susan and I put on the show is fabulous. So if you want to talk to Brenda, give us a call. I am going to take the first caller, Brenda. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm so excited. Okay. So everybody, you're going to be speaking to Brenda. 727, you're on. Hi, 727. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I'm going to hand you over to Brenda. Brenda, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. And do you have a question? Or?
Oh, yes, I do. I wanted to know what you see for my love life.
I'm so sorry. There's an echo, and I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't either. Is there a program
for my love life? Hello.
Yeah.
Brenda, do you have are you on speaker or you have your volume up really loud?
My volume is down as low as it will go. Let me.
I don't see. I'm not on speakerphone. Yeah. And I don't think it's me. But go ahead. You know, Brenda goes in through the medical part too. So Brenda, whichever way, if whatever you see for her, please give her.
Okay, and am I still with Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to try to call back in again?
No, I can hear you perfect.
Okay.
Lisa,
okay.
Can you hear?
Lisa, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Twice.
I know, I'm hearing you twice.
Me too. It's got to be the energy. Brenda and I have the same kind of energy, so both of us are hearing echoes and nobody else is. So.
Well, I'm not hearing anything. How come I'm not hearing any echoes?
Well, that's because you're supposed to interpret.
Right. Okay. Go ahead, girlfriend.
All right. Lisa,
everybody
I'm
call
so
right
sorry.
Back in.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Lisa. Lisa, can you hear now?
Yeah, I hear perfect.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa. If you have a question.
Yeah, I want. Yeah, I want my love life.
You love your love life? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your question?
Well, I wanted to know what you see coming up for this guy that I'm dating named Dan.
His name's Dan. Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. One second here.
Okay.
Is he sort of light colored hair? Not blonde, but sort of light. Boy, that echo. Sort of light brown color hair.
Let me see if I mute her, let's see if this is what happens. Then we'll be able to tell. So let me mute her while you're – okay. Brenda, now can you hear better? Go ahead and give the message and see if you talk to her and see if you still hear that.
Okay. Hello? See, I'm here. I bet it's on my end.
Okay. Do you want to are you on a speakerphone or are you on a regular?
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
I know. Well, it can't be me, I don't think, because I'm not hearing anything. But I'm like the only one that hasn't been able to hear anything. So maybe it is me, but I can't hang up because I'm the host.
Right.
No, you're not echoing. No.
Okay.
Well,
so go ahead.
Let me tell you, Lisa, if you can hear me, I'm getting a very nervous, shaking feeling when I'm into him. Like I'm just a nervous person. And you can tell me if I'm on the right track or not.
Yes.
Hear that. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And my voice is almost shaking. That's how nervous I am. And I think that. One second. Is this a medical condition of his? I'm serious. If you could see me, my hand, I am shaking like a leaf. And I'm not nervous. I mean, I am a little, but not like this. This is him. Does he have a medical condition? Or is this?
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because I'm just really nervous. Is there anything specific about the relationship you want to know? Is it just, are you going to remain together?
Yeah, like, are we going to remain together? How does he feel about me? You know, that kind of thing.
I think you have a pretty good relationship. I'm not really seeing much about the relationship, which is odd because normally I can tune into, I think you're together, but it's like, it's very nondescript. I mean, is there really anything going on right now in your relationship? Because it's very nondescript. You're just kind of there. You're not. I don't see you communicating. I just see you, like, side by side.
Yeah, that's good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think that's what's going on.
And I think it's going to take you to kind of grab the reins and kind of, like, move forward a little bit and kind of let him know how much you care, let him know that you understand things that are going on with him. Because I do think he has some things, some baggage, some things that are going on.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Right. And I think, the feeling that I get when I tune into someone is a lot of times what they're feeling, but they're not showing that to everyone. So So this nervousness and this shaking that I'm getting is more internally with him, because he has a hard time coming out with things and saying things that he feels.
Yeah, that's exactly how he is.
I love that. You're great, Brenda. I mean, you are great, because, see, the thing is that people don't – she's going internally, which I know that our caller understands. So you might not see it on the outside. This is how the person feels. I love that about medical intuitives. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. did you have any specific questions or any other questions?
Yeah, I also wanted to know when you see me, I'm supposed to get a settlement. I wanted to know when you saw me getting that and when you see me, like, relocating.
Don't you want to, you know, that's pretty broad for us. Are you getting a divorce? Is that what's happening, a settlement from a car accident? I mean, I'm not understanding the settlement, and I don't know if I don't understand it, if I'm sure Brenda sees it, but we like to be a little bit more specific. So what are you getting a settlement on?
Well, it's a, you know, I can't actually talk about it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I shouldn't even ask.
That's okay. That's no problem.
But when do you see my finances improving? I guess I'll just ask it like that.
I see a 3 months is more prevalent than like 3 years. It's going to be like 3 months. I think there's going to start to turn around, like a new beginning, like the death of the old and the starting of the new is what I'm feeling. Like your old things that you've got going on now are going to end and new things are going to start.
Okay, well, Alisa, I hope she helped you.
Yeah, but like with Dan, that guy,
uh-huh.
Like we're really not actually talking right now, and I got upset with him. But do you think that that's going to change and things will improve?
Well, I think that's why I was feeling the way I was seeing you is that's exactly why I saw you the way I saw you, just kind of standing by side by side. Nothing is happening, but like I said, you're the one that's going to have to make the amends. You're the one that's going to have to go to him and say what you need to say. You're going to have to say.
But do you think that when I do that, that things will work out, or do you think that he's going to keep playing these games?
I think people are the way people are, and we love people for the reasons that we love people, and some people don't change. However, if you love them enough, you'll learn to deal with their changes and their issues that they have. Honestly, I think if you go to him and explain to him how you feel and that you want this to work, he is going to make an effort to make this work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love that, and I am going to put her.
That's so Wayne Dyer of you, Brenda.
Oh, yes, you are fabulous. I hope that Lisa, she's helped you, and yes, that's fabulous. I mean, I love that. I love that you can tune in like that. I am going to have to go to the next caller. So, I mean, Brenda, that was so fabulous, because when you were seeing them standing side by side but not communicating, I mean, how great was that? And she said she was never talking to him, that him and her weren't talking. I mean, that was so perfect. It's so tough for people to understand that. Like, you know, when you give symbols, it's their symbols. So it's kind of cool when they say, oh, yeah, we're not talking, because then you know that what you're seeing is exactly that. So I love that. And
exactly,
so I'm gonna,
It helps me to know that I'm on the right track. So,
I love that. Okay, 267, you are on. 267, you're
Hi.
On with Brenda. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Crystal. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Crystal. I'm going to hand you right over to Brenda.
Hi, Crystal. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And what kind of question did you have today?
I guess I'm just would like to see if you see anything as far as in my love life, but also in a medical way. Lately, my energy's just been draining.
Okay. One second here.
I need to piggyback on that because my energy was the same way, Crystal, but I'm getting it back. But I just know I won't piggyback on yours, but I understand.
Okay, What was the other question you asked? I'm sorry, there were two together there. The first one was, the second one was energy, and the first one was relationship.
Too much for you there, Brenda?
Yeah, I'm like, everything's like coming in, and I'm like, what am I getting here?
I know what you mean.
your energy, hold on 1 second. Bear with me. I don't think it's anything. I'm actually not seeing anything medical. I think it's more of a, you need to rest. You need to be more in control of the people around you. We can have people zap our energy. People around us can zap our energy. So if you have people around you that are negative, that's going to wear on your energy and your being. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. But yeah, I'm actually not seeing anything medical at all. I mean nothing that's like major, nothing, you know. I feel a little nervous, like just a little. Actually, I get the feeling that I want to cry. My lip wants to quiver, and I want to cry. So that's what I'm getting from you, is that there's some sadness involved in you right now, and you're kind of nervous about. I'm feeling very shaky, right? In my throat, like you're maybe not saying things that you should say.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Why do you feel, there comes my counselor into this. So go ahead, keep talking to Brenda.
No, that's okay. What is your, do you have any other, do you have a question or?
Well, as far as like regarding relationship, I'm not seeing anybody now. I was seeing somebody for quite some time, and we haven't spoken again. So I guess I'm wondering with him.
You're wondering if you're going to get back together with him?
Yeah, or exactly what he's feeling. Or
I kind of think he's out there partying. Is he out there partying and having a good time?
He's not a partier now.
Well, by partying, I don't mean like, well, my thing of partying is probably different than yours. I think more of he's going
Your
out.
Idea of partying is watching a video at night, dear.
Yes, exactly.
I seeing somebody else. Did you know that I seen somebody else?
My idea of partying is just sitting and watching TV. So, no, seriously. I'm sorry, Crystal.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself, Rita.
Yeah, and you know me so well, Susan. That's just it. By partying, I mean he's going out. He's going out with his friends. He's going out. He's having a good time. He's not sitting around pining about things. Am I correct on that?
No, he's actually like more of a homebody. I believe he is seeing somebody. So I think that's what it is. But, I mean, he doesn't really... I think his partying is sitting home watching TV, too.
Well,
but he isn't doing it alone, and that's what's the problem. So I'm picking that same thing up. So
I'm seeing him with friends. I mean, I think that there are lots of people around him. Like, I mean, maybe not all at once, but I feel like he's got friends. And maybe they're friends of hers that are coming around, but I think he's got people around him.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see him contacting me again or no?
What's his first name?
Jerome.
Well.
Yeah, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm going to ask my pendulum too, because I'm not getting a real good. I'm not getting a real warm and fuzzy here.
No, I'm not either, and I honestly think that I want to throw up. Honestly, I just want to, and that's usually, I mean, yeah, I don't feel real positive. That doesn't mean that he's not going to call you, but I don't know that.
Yeah, that's what I picked up.
Yeah, I don't pick that.
You may get
a
call, but don't put any much into that.
Yeah,
right.
I kind of feel like you do, Brenda and Susan. I feel like she's kind of putting I hope that the energy changes for her, because you hate somebody to pine away for somebody that's just not going to be there for, you know, I don't feel like this is something she needs to be, she should be like lingering on. And that's the best way that I can put it. So I hope that, you know, we don't ever like giving bad news, but we have to sometimes to tell you, you have wonderful energy and there's so many people out there. And you know what, if he wants someone else and he's with somebody else, that means that you also have someone else to find, don't you think?
I totally agree with that. I really think there's more out there than Jerome.
Absolutely. And so I am going to move to the next caller, because you know what? I mean, I know that you like to always hear that, you know, hey, they're going to call you, they're going to be perfect, this is going to get back together, and sometimes it does. But usually when there's another girl involved, and there's something else going on, you don't want to be mixed up in that energy. You want to be mixed up in energy that somebody is out there for you, that's going to take your energy, and you both are going to go to the moon and not have to worry that somebody else is with somebody else. And that's how I, you know, because I'm a love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues counselor, that's me, and that's what I rock. And so I'm going to ask the caller to please, you know, consider, you know, moving on. And I know there's a healing period, but start putting your energy into someone else because they can use it. So I am going to call the next. I'm going to take the next caller. 617, you're on. 617, you're on with Brenda. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen. How are you guys? Oh, my gosh. How are you ladies?
Oh yeah, we'll take it.
We'll take it.
We do the warrior energy every once in a while.
The warrior queen. Okay, we got it. I'm going to introduce you to Brenda. She is so fabulous and over the top. So I am going to introduce you to Brenda. Hi.
Thank you. Hi Brenda.
Karen.
How are you? I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And how can I help you today?
Well, my question is in regards to finding full-time work. I've put out some resumes. It's been a while. I've kind of been, you know, sitting on the sidelines for a little bit, and I've, you know, decided to get off my rump and start looking for full-time work, and I've gotten some response in regards to my resume. Do you see me working full-time in June?
Yes, it's almost like, here's what I'm seeing. It's like I see you, it's almost like you're going to work full-time, but it's more of a temporary sort of position.
Okay.
But it may be like 35 hours a week, you know? And then you're going into the full-time work. May I ask what kind of work it is?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what kind of work you do or what you were looking for.
I do like administrative reception work, but I really want to bump that up and really get into a more management.
Okay. Is there may I ask what state you're in?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, because I was getting up toward New York. I was getting up in that area.
Wow.
And I'm in Ohio, so when I say up in that area, to me that's that whole area.
Okay.
I'm not good at geography, so that's that whole area up there. have you I think you're going to stay in that sort of same sort of work. It's almost like I see you doing a stepping thing. You're going to start in where you're at, where mm-hmm. what you're used to, but mm-hmm. wherever you're going to be, it's almost like they're going to see your potential and they're going to carry you on to different steps within that
yes.
organization.
Yes. That is what I have been looking for.
Yes, and I think it may start with, like, a temporary position. So I don't know
okay.
if you're looking at, like, temp agencies or things like
I
that.
I am, as a matter of fact. Yes, I am looking at the yes.
Oh,
okay.
You're so good. I can't take it. I love this. Go ahead.
Yes. I really didn't want to go into the temp, but something's just telling me start with the temp.
Yeah, I do think that if you start there, it's going to just snowball and mushroom into, like, several different things. It's almost like you're just going to be busy and you're just going to be able to kind of handpick what area you want to go
yes.
into.
Yes, yes, so. Yes, yes. And you see me actually working a temp job in June?
Yes. And actually, you know what I see? I see you, like, with octopus arms. Like, you are doing so many things. Like, you're, like, doing this and doing that and doing this. Like, you almost have to have, like, 8 arms to finish everything you're doing. You know?
Hey, I need those arms, Brenda. Remember?
The key thing for me is that will I enjoy what I'm doing? Because right now where I'm at, it's just time to go.
Oh, yeah. I think you've reached your point where you're at.
Yes.
I really
yes.
do. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm getting this feeling on top of my head, and sometimes I get that feeling when I've got spirit coming knocking on my door here. But I think you have some abilities yourself.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I think,
I do.
You know, I see more spiritual development coming your way.
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank God. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, keep working at that because that is definitely something in your favor. That, I mean, you are really good. Let's put it that
really?
Way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, I don't even.
So if you have.
Why am I not really recognizing this?
It's you're too bogged down with thinking of other things.
Right.
You need to open yourself up to receive your messages in,
yes.
in divine order and with, you know, positive,
yes.
perfect, you know, angelic beings coming
Amen.
To you with the answers.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
I love that. You know what? Maybe you're seeing me. Are you sure you're not reading me, Brenda?
Yes, you too.
Okay.
Yes, you know. Get old,
Stop
Bonnie.
Trying to
get
steal
up.
My thunder.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Just
figure
that out.
Yeah, I don't need to. I just, you know, if I hear something, then I always figure if I'm on the phone, maybe it could be me too. Like I don't believe in piggybacking, but I do believe that that maybe if I'm on the line and you're on the line, that maybe she's like seeing it for both of us.
Well, and that could be. The messages could be for everyone
yes.
involved. We all need to, you know, calm down and listen to our spirit
yes.
and our angels to give us messages.
Yes.
They're always
yes.
there. They're always there to protect us. And sometimes we get so busy in our day-to-day lives that we don't
That's
listen.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know what I'm hearing, too, Brenda, for her? And, I mean, this is just because I don't want to steal her thunder. And I'm sure she's going, "That Bonnie, if she doesn't shut up, I'm not going to listen anymore." But here, this is what I'm this
but
is
she
what
can't.
I'm getting.
She can't help herself. So just
I
go
and
flow.
I just can't. But here, you know what? I also think you said it in the beginning, and I love you so much, Brenda. You know what you said, and it just hit me like this when you were talking to her. Is this a development courses? You, I think, if you would find something at night, or you know, because I know that especially in Massachusetts or anywhere up there, especially in New York, Massachusetts, Boston, anywhere, I don't know exactly where you are, you can look into spiritual development courses. Pick a couple, see what you like.
Yes.
I mean, and just I think if you stayed in that realm where you took once a week a course,
that's
like
true.
Here in Casadega, every Sunday they give a spiritual development mediumship course. And it's not that I take it, because when I went, I was, like, bored, and then I was running it. Or my girlfriend will not say that I was running it, but I wanted to. So the thing was, I really
of course.
Do that. Yes. And Susan's from there. But what I'm saying is you should take once a week, not online, because I feel like you'll do really much better with finding a course that you can actually go to. It might take
you
a while.
I have to tell you this. I actually went to a church, which is the Church of Spiritualism, Sunday, and they have development courses.
Yes, they do.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And don't you think, Brenda, that that would be a good way? You don't have to immerse yourself in it because you have other things you've got to do right now. But if you keep that chakra open and you take at least one course, one each time, then you'll start thinking spirit. That'll stay with you.
And, you know, I do see spirit. They come to me in dreams. Well, I didn't call them dreams. I call them visions.
Oh, Brenda. Brenda does it, too. Oh, Brenda, go, because Brenda sees them, too, in dreams. She's a dream seer.
Yes, I see them, and you know, I see the white robes, and I always see the gold sash, and I can't see their faces. The faces are always just light. But I've had one, I don't know if it was an angel or a guide, that was behind me, and he was so tall and so, I mean, just huge.
That
had his hands on my
wonderful.
Shoulders and basically was like, tell me, you know, I've got your back. I'm right here with you. I've seen them at my front door, surrounding my door.
Wonderful. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, they're real. I've even seen fairies. They do exist. I will tell you, they are real.
Oh God, I love it.
Yeah, we know because we want to go to the fairy garden in Ireland. We want to rock to fairies. I'm going to get dressed up as a fairy so that then when they think that I'm one of them. I know
they are real. They're very real. I mean, to me, I looked at one of the fairies who was, you know, trying to comfort me. And what was going through my mind, I'm like, this is real. I could see all of her physical features, fingernails, everything. I was just like in awe. And they were all over me. They were just comforting me and just being there for me and just telling me that they love me. I was going through a really rough time in my life,
love
and
it.
There they were.
Love it. What a peaceful, healing dream that is.
Yes, they were right there.
Or visitation, I like to call
it. It was actually visitation.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
They've always been there.
Yeah,
always
you've got a
there.
Lot of elemental energy about you. I mean, there's no question about it. You definitely know that you need to go hug a tree every once in a while, right?
Yes, I love being outside. If I could roll around in the grass naked, I would do it.
Told you about naked on our show. You can get naked, just don't tell us what you look like naked. Only because if they shut me down,
you'll
be in trouble.
Naked moon dance,
I'm very, 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 very connected to the earth. I mean, I have to be outside. Got to be outside. Got to listen to the birds. Love my birds.
Oh, we are so happy. I've got to tell you, I'd love to talk to you all day. Brenda has given us half an hour of her time, and I know we're going over. And I just want to give one more other caller a chance. But please call in, because you know we love talking, and you know we're going to be here with Brenda. But listen to us, and Brenda will be back. But I think
thank you, Brenda.
You're very welcome, Karen. Good luck. You're doing. You're starting out perfectly. So
thank you. I so needed to hear that.
Have a wonderful day and good luck with everything.
And you as well. Many blessings to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Love you guys.
Sharing.
Love you.
We love you. Thank you for sharing your reading with me.
Absolutely.
But I do have to tell you, which is really cool, is this. I just muted you, but I do want to tell you something cool, and this is the reason I'm telling you. Oh gosh, you know, talking about temp agencies, when I was a nurse and I was young, and I won't go back that far because I'm not that old. But when I did nursing and I did do temp agencies, they were the best because I got paid the most, and I went all different places, and I got to see what it looked like at different places where I knew I didn't want to work, where I knew I did want to work. So rock that temp agency. It's a great idea. So I am going to take the next call. Brenda, are you all right that I can take one more caller?
Sure.
Because you're already gone over the half an hour, so I know you've got to be somewhere, but I'm going to take 512. You're on with Brenda. Hi.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are you speaking to?
This is Isabel from Austin, Texas.
Oh, love those Texas ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. Brenda, this is Isabel. Isabel, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Isabel. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Well, hopefully I'll do better after I talk to you.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. And how can I help you?
I have a friend of mine that we have a relationship. Her name is Velia. And I want to know if we're going to reconcile that friendship.
Her name's Lilia, did you say?
Velia.
Velia?
Yes. In Spanish. Velia.
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful name. Here's what I'm getting, and I don't know if tell me who I'm with here, because I am getting a feeling in shaking in my I'm getting a couple of different things here. I'm getting my heart's beating fast, fluttering almost. And then in my face, I feel just quivering. It's weird. It's a weird sensation. I never had that before. It's almost like a shaking, but inside my face, where my jaws and my cheeks and everything. Does that make sense? To either one of you?
I know I was feeling like that a couple of days ago. With her, around her.
She was feeling like that, or you were feeling like that?
I was feeling like that a few days ago when we last spoke.
Okay, because I just needed to know who I was with there. So I'm with you on that. Okay. And you are, it's almost like you're both stubborn. I'm sorry to say it like that. I can't sugarcoat that, but it's almost like you're both like steadfast, like I'm this way and I'm this way and I'm not going to budge. Is that kind of the way it is?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody's got to give in if you want to get it together. Somebody's going to have to go to somebody and it's, I see a softening of it, like it's, you're going to soften and things are going to get better. But you have to get beyond that. Well, you know, I think it should be this way and I think it should be this way and that kind of thing. You need to get beyond that because in the whole big picture of things, I think you're really good together.
Okay.
In the whole big picture of things. But I'm seeing these, like, offshoots of different things that are going on, like your feelings and your energies and everything is just not meshing right now. Everything is, like, off and I wish you could see what I see. It's so hard to explain because it's you're apart, but yet you could be together. It's just that you've got to give it. You guys have to give in.
Okay.
But there's just so many different energies between the two of you. Like, you're doing this and she's doing this, and it's just to get it together and to get it to work, you're going to have to just sit down, talk it out, and get yourselves together with each other.
Okay. It makes sense.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
There's a lot of stuff that has been going on.
I'm sorry?
There was a lot of stuff that was going on between since we met and since we've been trying to work things out. There was a lot of, I guess, people from the past getting involved and things like that, that doesn't make it work very, I think part of it was that I was having a hard time letting go of a past relationship.
Well, and that's what I was seeing. I'm just seeing things firing out of you. I mean, like, not literal fire, but just, like, things that you're, like, shooting out of you, like you're trying to get rid of, but it's, like, just not getting, you're not getting rid of it all. That's kind of what I was trying to see, explain. I'm just having a hard time explaining it. But it's almost like you both have some things that you need to get rid of before you can get it together.
Okay.
But
ooh,
you can, you just need to work at it, and you can work at it together, but you guys both have to come to an understanding that you have these things, these are part of you, and let's work it out together. Let's try to get things together and work through our past so that we can become present.
Okay.
Have we helped you?
Yes, quite a bit.
Okay, well, let us know, because we love Brendan. She'll be back on. But let us know how you do, because we always love feedback. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to know if the energies had severed or not, but it sounds like we're still kind of connected in a way. So.
Yes, definitely.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm sorry I cut
you
off. I have one. Brenda, I was going to end the callers, and I usually don't do this, but I think I didn't take this caller, and they've been waiting, and it's a 661 number. I don't know if they're on hold or we've talked to them already. Can I take one more caller?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me see.
You're
if
doing
I...
fabulous, Brenda.
Yeah,
fabulous, Vita.
Back in the house, honey. I want you to read me. You can read me all day long, because, you know, I love that. When it's all about me, I love to hear everything. Okay. 661, you are on with Brenda. Did we talk to you already, or who am I speaking with?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Candy. Hi, Susan.
Candy! Oh, my goodness.
Candy.
Yeah. Sorry.
I had to call on Skype today.
Oh, I am so excited you called. Brenda, this is Candy. Candy, this is Brenda. I'm sorry, Candy. At least I got you in, girlfriend. If I would have known it was your number, I would have took you. I saw all these numbers, and then I thought, oh, did I miss this number? So I'm glad that I picked you up.
You muted me.
I'm so sorry. Brenda, I didn't know it was you, Candy. I honestly didn't, because you know I wouldn't do that. Candy, this is Brenda. This is Candy.
Hi, Brenda. I'm wondering what if you can you see anything.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's an echo going on.
Yep. I was wondering if you can pick up anything on me, medical-wise.
Okay. Can you hear me? Because I'm really hearing an echo here. Hello.
Candy.
Hi. Maybe you might have to mute me, Bonnie.
Okay, I'm going to meet you. Okay, go ahead. I muted Candy, so I think that she will be okay listening. So go ahead.
Okay, all right. What I was feeling about her is definitely something physical with her. I'm feeling a burning from my esophagus down into my stomach. My stomach is really burning. So I don't know if that fits with her. Am I with her on that? If you can let her back in so I can
let her
right track.
Candy, did you hear what she said?
I'm having problems from my neck down to my hip and my diaphragm, my stomach, everything like it's out of place.
Right. That's what I was feeling more in the diaphragm, from the esophagus down into my stomach. And it's kind of letting it's also in my throat. I want to feel like my throat feels closing up. Is that going on too?
Well, that's allergy up in my throat. But the other thing, I could hardly walk the last week.
Are you seeing a chiropractor or a medical doctor?
No.
I want to say, find a chiropractor or a holistic type of doctor that will treat your whole body, not just the symptom that you're having. But if you can find a chiropractor or a doctor that deals in holistic type of health, that can treat you with your whole body, as opposed to just the symptom of your pain and pain, things like that. You want to find a chiropractor that deals with nutritional things like vitamins and things like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes,
it does.
Okay, Candy.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, you can ask another question, Candy. That's it that you want?
I'm just worried about this body because I can barely move. It's like my back is all tensed up.
You know, I think she's on the right track. I mean, because I totally keep hearing chiropractor. What's funny is I don't usually say that word because my husband's a surgeon, so you wouldn't hear me say chiropractor. But when she said it, I'm like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because they take everything into consideration. A holistic doctor would do the same thing. So I don't know what your insurance is like, but and a lot of times they will not let you go, but they do have to treat all. What she's looking at is all your symptoms. She's looking at the stomach. Mm-hmm. She's looking at the throat. She's not just looking at your skeletal system. Am I right, Brenda?
Yes. And, a lot of times what I'll get is where it's starting from. If you're having issues, everything may stem from one thing. So if you're having digestive issues or issues of that, it could snowball so many different things. Again, I'm not diagnosing, I'm just saying that I would go to someone who can treat your whole body holistically.
Yeah. And I see that too, Candy, for other reasons too. So I think that instead of wasting your time, which wouldn't be wasting your time because, again, I'm a nurse, my husband's a surgeon, that you would go to each individual specialty. Because if you would do that, you're going to go to an orthopedic, a neurologist, a gastroenterologist. You need to start with somebody who can do holistically and test you for all the things that are going wrong. That also incorporates, I believe, in Western and Eastern medicine, so that you have a combination of both. And then your chiropractor, he's in there looking at everything, getting your skeleton. Because I got to tell you something, and this is interesting. And then again, it's about me, but I went to, I had my hips were killing me. My hips were so killing me, I couldn't even, I thought I had, and I'm a nurse, so I'm going to say the big C word on my hip. And I thought, oh, but I know that it doesn't hurt. But I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm going to need my hip transplant. And so I was so upset. And so I went to a podiatrist because I had something on my foot, and I told him about my hip, and somebody said, go to a podiatrist. And I go, oh, a podiatrist isn't going to do anything for me. I went to the podiatrist. He took a look at the bottom of my foot. He said, oh, you know what? You've got something in between your big pad. Let me take it off. It was like a hard piece of skin. I mean, it wasn't a wart. It wasn't anything. So I thought, oh, come on. So he took it off. Do you know I have never had a hip problem since?
That's wonderful.
And that was over 10 years ago.
It's your gait.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Susan, I knew that.
I know. I'm also picking up with you, too, that you've got a high acidosis level in your body, very acidic, which is inflaming the muscles around your pads. In your joints, watch the salt intake, lots of water, and see if you can't get some kind of neutralizing a drink for acidity, bringing your balancing your acidity in your body. That will bring relief. But you're definitely, it's like a domino effect. It's like click, 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 click. And if you go to the right person, they're going to go, oh, this. And then all of a sudden, all the other symptoms are just going to start
going away.
Yeah.
So, can I add something?
Absolutely.
With that one caller.
Candy, because we are talking. Go ahead, Candy, go.
One caller that called in about the fairies.
Uh-huh.
My guys were telling me that she was actually seeing Queen Maeve.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Her name is Lisa, so I don't think she's on with us still, but I know she comes a lot. So if you if you're in chat, you can, you know, and you hear her voice, please tell her, because that would be fabulous, or maybe she'll listen to the archive. So
I was being told that she's seeing Queen Maeve.
Wow. Maybe you're picking me up, Candy.
Well, that could be you too, honey.
Yes, because I am a queen. But I'm I'm a princess, really. But anyway, I hope, Candy, you're very welcome. And please get back with us, because we'd like to know how you're doing. But you've got to start somewhere.
You.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I love that I took her. Brenda, you rock the house. I thank you for staying on with us. You did almost an hour, and I feel really bad that I've kept you.
No, you don't. Brenda, you were fabulous. You breathed right through.
See, we love you, Brenda, and you're welcome back. We hope that you want to come back. We hope that we know everything.
Oh, definitely, yes, I will, for sure.
Unless you see anything for Susan, because Susan wouldn't ask you.
Careful, Brenda.
And you can do that.
I know where you live.
Well, hey, Susan, I see more money coming for you. That's for sure. I still see New York coming for you, though.
Huh?
I still see you in New York for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we know who's that with, so, you know.
Hey, Brenda.
Brenda, I have to ask you something. You know, you've been on the show, and we've been so wonderful that you came on. Does any of our callers, if they want to get in touch with you, do you do this over the phone for anybody?
Sure, yes.
I'm so sorry. Yes, please. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Okay, my phone number is 330-209-7021.
Say it again.
I'm sorry?
Say it again.
330-209-7021.
Okay.
And my email address, I have an email address. It's Ghost Diggers. That's ghostdiggers@gmail.com.
Oh, I love that. Oh, you made my day. Oh, Brenda, I'm in love. Oh, my God, cousin. I need that email address.
You know what her and her mom, Annabelle, used to do? They used to do ghost tours. They used to take people into haunted houses and do ghost tours. I mean, they are it.
Yes, they did.
I am in love because, you know what, Brenda, I want to go to this. I am really excited because I want to go to this ghost. Can you pick it up? It's called the Shanley House. Isn't it, Susan, out in New York? And I want Susan and I. Can you?
Yeah. Hello?
You should come with us, Brenda.
I'm there. Just tell me where to go, and I'm there.
Okay. Well, listen, and you can bring anybody because we need it YouTube because we're going to put it on YouTube, girlfriend.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I am so excited. Brenda, you're such a lovely, wonderful, awesome, oh, my goodness, person. So please, if you would love to come back, let us know. I'll be talking to you soon. Of course, Susan won't let you go. But we hope we're not leaving, but we hope all the callers and listeners had a good time. I hope they call Brenda because Brenda's kicked butt wonderful. And I know, Susan, she'd use the other word, but I am going to use butt. And so please get a hold of her.
Yeah, well, you know, excuse my potty mouth. You know, thank you very much. Yeah.
Hey, I love that potty mouth, girlfriend, because I rock that potty mouth, but, you know, only one of us can do it on air. So, Brenda, again, can you give them I want everybody to know where to get a hold of Brenda. We're going to give her phone number and her email again. Please email her. She does do readings. She will get back to you. She does this for a living, too. So go ahead, Brenda, do it again, please.
My email address is ghostdiggers, ghostdiggers, @gmail.com. And my phone number is 330-209-7021.
I love that. Thank you, Brenda. We so appreciate it. We are going to go into the next hour, although we have. But thank you for joining us. You are awesome. We're honored to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll come back anytime. Thank you very much, both of you. Love you both.
Love you,
sweetie. Call me.
Okay, love you. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. I just love our new cousin. Well, actually, she's my new cousin. She's your other cousin.
She's my old cousin, your new cousin.
I love that. Yes, I can't take it. I'm so happy. I do want to tell everybody we're going to go into our second hour real quick. We thank Brenda again. Brenda, both Susan and I know Susan will tell you after the show, but we love you. We so appreciate you. We know our callers and listeners did. I so love that because you tap into the medical side. Ooh, that gives me like all kinds of... I'm a nurse, so as soon as she starts, I could see it. You know me. I got to rock everything, Susan. So
yeah, that's true.
I do want to tell us we're going to start with our hour. And so, again, I'm going to let Susan, because everybody knows me. Everybody knows you can get a hold of me on Facebook, Bonnie Mosener Albers. Now I got to know who I am. And you can get a hold of me, B. Albers 714, my birthday, which is coming up. I will be 16 at AOL.com. And please don't forget it. But I am a RN.
Don't worry, you won't. You won't let them.
I won't let them. I want my cake, and I want to eat it too. Anyway, I am a counselor. I'm an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I am a romance, relationship, sexual issues, and marriage issues. I also do what we call interim, and that is between the ages of 18 and 26. I have great luck with people who have children, guys and girls, boys and girls, who are having problems in college or really in trying to acclimate into adulthood. So you can get a hold of me, and my website is bonniealbert.com. You can see what my prices are, and you can leave me a note if you would like to have my services. Now I'm going to go, and wait, the biggest thing is I'm a spirit, psychic spirit medium. I keep forgetting to say that because that's just who I am.
I know. You keep on forgetting about the ghosts, Bonnie.
I know, honey. They were all over here last night. I had to clear the air, and I have to tell everybody how. I am so into incense right now. I don't know whether spirit brought them to me. I really love them. Yesterday, I lit frankincense while I was in my spirit room, of which I do my radio show from, or our radio show, and today I have... Oh, my goodness, this is the best. It's called Night Queen. It is so cool. It is the incense of the night and of the queen, and I have lit it, and I asked spirit to come, and I'm telling you, I don't even want to move from this room. Anyway, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, like you don't all know who she is. This is the famous, the fab, Susan Z.
Oh, Bonnie, so you've lit the queen incense, and your room is full of spirits?
Oh, honey, I don't know, but it's the weirdest thing, and maybe you can help me out. I haven't lit an incense for a while, because I just, in my spirit room, I just kind of have things like candles and stuff. Well, about 2 days ago, spirit said, take out the incense. So yesterday, I didn't tell everybody, and I'm going to tell everybody from now on what I'm lighting. I lit frankincense, and I loved it, but I don't know. Maybe it got spoiled, because usually it's really cool, and I love it, and it didn't really resonate with me, but I like it. But I asked Spirit to pick it. Today, they picked Night Queen, and I am in love and on fire. I can tell you this incense, if you can smell it through your phone, is me, totally. So isn't that cool? Like, why all of a sudden am I lighting that?
Yeah, I burn a lot of Neg Champa, which is Sai Baba's incense. I really like that. It used to be with his miracle vibhuti that came from his hands. You know that.
Susan.
Yeah.
Susan, You are made. You're blah, 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 blah. I can't understand. Everything is blah, 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 blah. Who is that? And what are you doing? And who are you lighting? And what is it?
Sai Baba. It's Sai Baba. It was a he was an abbot. He's dead now. He died in the last year too. But he was an Indian avatar and a very great healer. And he would have what they call verbuti coming from this dust from his fingers that had healing powers. And they would put it in the incense. And I would that's the incense that I buy is Nag Champa, and I would burn it all the time. A beautiful incense. And now that he's passed away, I don't think that it carries the verbuti anymore, unless you know he passed that ability on to an assistant or something, which you know they don't say. But it's got a beautiful, beautiful, sweet, pungent smell, and has the ability to clear all negative energy out of a room. So I burn it quite a lot.
Wow. Well, you know what? I've got to try it, but I don't have any negative energy, so maybe that's why I don't have it, but I do resonate so much with incense. I just never light them, and then all of a sudden now I'm lighting them. But I've got to tell you, while I know, I don't know why, maybe they want me to clear out the room, because I know spirit was all over here yesterday. But after you tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what you do, because you are a fabulous girlfriend. Your tarot readings are like, did you hear me? Tarot. I'm like French now. It's like Target. Tarot. Your tarot readings are really knocking the house down. And everybody, Susan has her tarot cards. I do too, because I got them and I'm playing around with them, but I'm really into right now my pendulum. And I don't know why, but this pendulum is me. It's really focused and I love it. So you've got me with the pendulum and spirit medium and anything else we can bring. Susan has her tarot cards that are fabulous. She throws them. She's one of the best tarot readers I have ever met, ever had the awesome honor to know. And of course she rocks your Akashic records with me. So
yes.
Let me tell them
how to get a hold of me. My full name is Susan Z. Rich, and of course I'm Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun and crime. Because she does do illegal things on the air. I'm telling you. I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which of course is opening your Akashic records means that I have the ability to interpret one soul journey. I'm clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, life coach, blah, blah, blah. And I'm also the author
of... There you go with the blah, 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 blah. I hear blah, 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 blah. You got
it? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's like everyone's heard it all before. And it's like, and I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon. I wrote it. I put my blood, sweat, and tears in it. I don't care whether you channeled it in my sleep or not.
Oh,
I'm the one that did the work.
No.
I'm taking the credit for it.
No, I will dedicate it
to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I will sign it, everyone, because I did channel it. And that takes a lot. Of course, it was from spirit, so it didn't take me much time. But I had to find somebody that would write it. So, of course, I found
somebody that would do the work for you?
Yes. So then I found Susan, who was just perfect, and she was absolutely a fabulous, fabulous, and she's still a therapist. She does addiction therapies and all kinds of stuff, and I knew she'd be the one that needed to write it. So I actually channeled it into her brain. She took her fingers and wrote it, but I will sign it for you if you need. Now,
yes,
she does get the profit.
Yes,
from it, and that's
okay. If you get the book and you want her to sign it, she'd be more than
happy
to sign the book for
you.
Yes. Yes, you can reach me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, WHITEWINGS.com, or on my email, szrich@aol.com. I'm available for readings with tarot on career, romance, general questions for a half hour, an hour on Skype, also opening up your Akashic readers. I also do emotional addiction counseling, too, over the phone and Skype. So if you're like to take a look at my website and see all the things that I offer, I also offer a hypnotherapy program called Empowered Thinking, and there's also naturopathic foot baths and Rife chairs. I've done a lot of things, and they're all available on my website.
Oh, I love that, Susan. I also have Skype. Look me up, guys. If you just send me an email, I will send. And you need a session, I do Skype also. See, we both work well together. You can't have both of us on Skype together because we just can't rock it that way yet.
It's because neither one of us can keep our mouth shut for very long. So it's like, you know, but we've learned to be polite. And I think that our audience would give in to that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah, that we do honor and respect one another's words and opinions. But every so often, it's just like we just have to jump in and go, be quiet. I have something to say.
Well, anyway, Susan, I do want to talk a little bit about the subject that everybody asked me about in chat, and that's karmic ties. So before we take any callers. And we are going to take a few callers.
Wait. I wanted to say something to, I don't know, in chat. It's like on my laptop, I have been trying to open up our show to get in chat. And every time I do that, Blog Talk kicks up and saying they're having technical problems. So I believe that maybe that echo, because I'm not hearing it now with either one of us, I think that echo with our callers might be their technical problems that they're dealing with.
Well, and I think they're kicking some people out. I saw a full board, then some people went out, then I see a full board on chat, and some people go out. So if you can stay along with us, great. We love having you. We love our callers. We love our listeners, and we love our chatters. Kelly is not in chat today, and I do want to tell everybody we send a shout-out to Kelly. She's having her kids are taking some type of science fair test, and I know she's having some issues. So we know we don't have Kelly in chat today. And we love her, and we send her love and light, and she does
send
run
her
chat
so
well. Yeah, and so everybody, please send Kelly the love and light that she needs, and she will be back tomorrow, but we do miss her in chat. But anyway, today I wanted to talk about, Susan, what we were talking about yesterday, which I love, which is karmic ties. I do feel that we have so much more to say about karma and how we accrue it and how we get rid of it. And I know that by just saying that, you'll understand what I mean. We you know, our whole big thing, like Susan and everybody I know, we want to come here. We want to do right. We want to work off or help with our karmic responsibilities. And we don't want to build any more karma while we're here. And I don't mean good karma. I mean karma that we will have to either come back for or pay back right now, because we talked about that, Susan, that we're seeing karma being paid back immediately versus lifetimes from now, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in this new energy right now, it's not only accelerating the emotional imprint of karma from family units, past lives, in our life journal, the emotional issues that we wanted to address. And the energy is so intense now, and the veil has lifted, and it's so thin and transparent that literally it is almost instantaneous karma of what it is. So it's so important that you watch your thoughts, that you stay in a positive and compassionate, verbally thinking, and not go into the, you know, ego of needing to be right and retaliation, because, honey, it just bounces back on you faster, you know, than anything. We used to be able to hold that off for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden it catch up with us. It's not like that now at all.
I know. I'm just telling somebody in chat, they said that they did get kicked out of chat. So I'm just putting, thank you for staying with us. And we love having you even just bear with what's going on with Blog Talk and for us, because we love you, Chatters. We love everybody. So thank you for even coming back, for helping, and we do appreciate it, because if without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. But, you know, my other thing is, you know when people say, and Susan, I'm going to throw this out at you, and I know you're going to understand what I'm saying. You know those words, oh, what did I do to deserve this in my last life? So many of us say that. I think that's the coolest thing, because then people are recognizing, and even people who don't think about metaphysics say it. And I just want to laugh and say, ah, oh, you're right, past lives, past, present, and future. Let's see where you are. So I love when I hear that, because then it reminds you that you're not just here once, that you're here on a continuum, that you have past, present, and future ways to go, and probably different dimensions. But don't you think that's so cool? Like, you know, when you see somebody that you know, oh my goodness, and I know you, Susan, understand, what did I do to deserve this, or what did I do to have to make this up? And I know
that's a common phrase. I mean, really, that and they don't even realize what it is that, I mean, even if they don't are not metaphysical and they don't have, you know, a thorough knowledge of past life karma, emotional imprint that we carry from one life to the next, or even the fact that they write their own script. I love the part when you tell a person, it's like, well, you know, you chose your, I did not. There's no way. You know, but you do. I mean, you choose your soul family because they're the perfect gift for you in order for you to grow and learn. And, you know, even when they say it just off the cuff, it's like you're making the statement that you understand that you're here to address a carryover. And it's come, you know, in the bigger picture, we have no idea how vast that that plan comes into play. I heard a spiritual speaker one time said that in order for us to play out our life, thousands of characters in our soul family comes into play to help do it.
I think that is so right, and I have to talk because you talk too long, so I've got to talk right now.
I got one in there, yeah?
I know. Well, you know what? The thing is that I remember reading a book called, and it was so interesting because, you know, I don't read very much anymore and I can't help it. It's a book I've remembered, and I don't know what happened to it. I hope I didn't give it away. It was called The Five People You Meet in Heaven. It was a book that really was a thin book. Did you ever read it?
It sounds familiar. I could have. I went through a period like I was reading three books a week, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even remember, you know, how many I went through.
Well, this one, and I want to just tell you why it really struck me, because I never, like, big time read. Like, you know, I did read, like, I did the same thing you did. I went through Michael, which I love, Michael Newton. I love Brian Weiss, and, you know, on and on and on. But I have to tell you that this one was thin, and I'll never forget my dad read it. And it's the five people he went to, this guy, you know, he went to heaven, and he's channeled back that it isn't the people that you think all the time that you've affected. And he said the first person he met was, which is so interesting, was this little fat boy. And he said he remembered him from middle school or high school. And he goes, what are you doing here? I mean, why would you be one of the people I met in heaven? And he said to him, you really affected me. You called me names and you were nasty to me. And I just want to show you that how you affected my life. And then they went into the kid's life. And I'm here to let you know that you're going to have to make this up. And it was so interesting to me. He thought he was going straight to his wife, who died before him. He does see his wife at the end. Get the book, because it is so interesting. Like, you don't know who's waiting for you when you go back to spirit, because you don't think about some of the people that either you've helped or hurt. And so
it's a life review. Yeah, a life review. Yeah, it's that whole philosophy of, kicking the family dog. It's like, you know, someone hurts you, and then you go out and you do something mean and nasty to someone innocent that, you know, that completely wasn't involved in it. And then they carry that on, and then they in turn do something, or it stays with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, well, the nice part about this guy, because I really want everybody to get the book, is that the guy apologizes. I didn't even realize what I did. I was only 5 or 6. And he goes, I know, and that's why I'm here. And then they became friends, you know, because, of course, they're your soul family when you go to heaven. And he showed them what he had, how it affected his life. And if he didn't do that, what would have happened? So it was so cool. We don't know how we affect people. And that's why I always say, and I want to start this again, I want to rock this with everybody, as funny and as sweet, and as I hope you like our show, we want you to be kind to each other. Everybody has gifts. Nobody has the right to say somebody has better gifts, worse gifts, different gifts than anybody else, because everybody's responsible for their own abilities. But please be kind to each other. Love each other. Even in cases where you really can't and you really think that somebody has done you wrong, turn that other cheek, because you just don't know which one you've affected. So that's why
you don't know what's really going on in their life. I mean, you think that you may have an opinion about how you think someone is acting or how you think someone has, you know, responded to you, but you have no idea what that person is going through in their personal life. And always assume that
You're talking again.
I don't care. I always have interesting things to say, just like you. So.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, because I am going to take a caller. I'm just warning you, but go ahead.
So, you know, I mean, it's just real important, and I always remember that something I was said to me when I was really young about that. It was a stupid song. Actually, I think it was a country and western song about walk a mile in my shoes. You know, and it's like I've never forgotten that phrase.
If I'm going to walk a mile in your shoes, I want those spirits. I had to lighten up the show, because, you know, I'm all about light and love, and we got so heavy, and my heart was starting to hurt for all the people that I know that people have made fun of, or people who have been bullied, and even in our own metaphysical community, we should be tolerant, loving, and helpful, and just give everybody the kudos. They might not be like you. They might not have the gifts you have, you don't think, but they might have something special you haven't seen yet. So please, everybody, be kind to each other. We love you. And now, on a lighter note, we are going to take somebody. I don't know if I took this person before, but I am going to.
You'll find out.
I am going to find out. 727, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Girlfriend, who do we have? Hello? Hello?
Ooh, hello.
Ooh, hi. Well, I
guess they're not there.
No, I guess they aren't. You know, Blog Talk just kicked a whole lot of people off. So we'll continue talking. If there's anybody that wants to call in and talk to Bonnie and Susan, my board cleared in like 2 seconds. So if you can call back in, or if you can find a way to call back in, we are here live. Otherwise, we're going to continue our discussion. So, you know what, Susan? I love the idea of karma. So let's talk about, I want to talk about karmic romance and finding that karmic soul.
Oh, yeah, like the one that you're attracted to and you shouldn't be, but you can't help yourself.
Oh, my goodness, that is certainly not me. I've been married for 34 years.
Don't get me started, Bonnie.
Yeah, well, you know what? I will tell you, everybody, when you meet that karmic person, that person you recognize from another lifetime, wow. But not all the time, and I think I started the conversation weeks ago, and Susan also has gone through this. that you meet somebody and you know immediately that you, whether it's girl or boy, and I don't mean sexually, but it could be sexually, it could be friendly, it could be anything, it could be even enemies, that you meet somebody and you automatically know that you've known them before. I know that's happened to everybody out there. Oh, we have a caller, so guess what? I saved you, Susan. 814.
Hi.
Wait a minute. We're going to stop laughing, and then we'll say hello to you. Susan, I saved you, girlfriend. Okay, who are we speaking with? 814. Is this Angie?
Yeah, it's Angie.
Hi, Angie. How are you?
Hi.
Did you have to call back in? Did you get knocked off?
No, this is my first time calling today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I had my board cleared twice. So, and we had people that were kicked off. I see in chat somebody else was kicked off. So, and they have to recall in. So, Blog Talk is having problems, but we're glad you're on. 814, Angie, you have Bonnie and Susan. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering if you guys can either tell me if me and the person named Tyson is a karmic relationship or past life relationship and what I need to learn from this guy. I don't know if you guys can help me with that or not.
You want to throw the card, Susan?
Is this for a particular person that you're talking about?
Yes.
That if you have, okay,
yeah,
who is
his
it?
His name is Tyson.
Uh-huh. And
yes.
What relationship is he to you?
A friend.
Yes.
Yes.
A friend. Wait, we're going to elongate that word. Friend. Get it, Susan?
Yeah. It's like the way you said it, it's like, uh-huh. Okay. How long have you known him?
Since 2012.
How long?
You know what
I feel? I've got an echo again here.
Okay, well, just deal. Okay, just deal with it. Okay, Susan, you can go ahead and talk to her, but I'm picking stuff up. So go ahead. When you're done, then you're going to throw the cards. I'll start telling her what I pick up, but go ahead.
Is there any kind of are you involved yet, or is it just a flirtation, or what?
We did get involved at one point, but I just feel like there's something about him I just can't, like, shake.
And I'm wondering
if there's, like...
How old are you?
30.
Okay. And how old is he?
22.
Okay. The couple cards that I'm pulling here is real interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, what I'm seeing here is that it has to do with, and it's definitely a karmic thing going on. But it really has to do with your inner child, your little girl. It's like there's something about him that you just want to eat him up like candy. Okay.
Yeah, crushed. Yeah. I get it, crushed, like a teenage crush. That's what it's like.
It's the inner child, and it's like, does it make any sense to the adult? It's like, yes and no. I mean, there were some good parts of it, but inevitably you instinctively know that as an adult going forward, that there are a lot of things going on there that just wasn't going to click. But your inner child doesn't care. It's like, but I want that. Yeah.
Do you know what, Susan? Go ahead. I was going to pick up because I see them. Because,
is that
you know,
what you interrupted? Just tell me to go ahead.
Well, no, because then what I'm going to say is probably going to be something that's probably what you're going to say in the future. But I got to just tell you what I see, and I want to see what you think. But go ahead, go for it, because I interrupted you, and I shouldn't do that. But I do have stuff I have to say, so go ahead.
Oh, I have no doubt. No doubt. So what I'm feeling in this relationship for you was is about you getting creative about your definitions of love. You kind of manifested exactly what you were looking for, and he's got a great heart, a big heart, except that heart just doesn't all belong to you.
That's right.
And
that's what I have.
Yeah. So you're kind of stuck in that thing of being a priority in someone else's love, and he was. And that's the karmic lesson that you're trying to do is to recreate yourself in a relationship that you're a priority, you're all that. And what I am showing here is that you come up with a victory card on this. Now, where he's concerned, that attraction is going to stay there until someone else comes into your life that shows you what real like being cherished and worship the ground what it really looks like. He's a lot of smoke and mirrors in the beginning. It's like, oh my God, you're just a big piece of candy. And it's like, but what happens is that slowly but surely, you know, like if after you've eaten so much candy, it's like you go, oh man, if I don't think I can eat another Nestle's bar, you know, I mean, I'm just like, and that's, he's looking for something that feeds his ego. Okay. And you were perfect for that, but you're looking for someone to, you know, see how awesome you are. And he did in the beginning, but then it just kind of like melted.
Other people came his focus and I got pushed aside.
Well, honey,
that's one of the problems. So he's not he's not looking for the same thing at this point that you are. But okay, you keep talking, Susan. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing is that just this attraction that you got, it's like it's your inner child. It's your inner child going, but I want him. I don't care. I don't care.
Crash,
I want
crash,
him.
Crash, crash, yeah. Crash, 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 crash. Woo! Crash.
Yeah,
I love that. I love
that. So what
it.
You want to do is that, I mean, this is on a spiritual imprint. This is a past life kind of thing, and it makes no sense. Why?
I
went through this. I mean, so I totally get
I'm so glad you called because I was just about to throw her under the bus and say, oh, yeah, you remember who you had a crush on? But now she's going to tell you because of you.
I'm happy
it wasn't me. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, and the thing is that, you know, what you want to do is I went to the higher realms. I just said, look, I don't know why I'm still attached to him, but, you know, please help me see, you know, what I need to let go of so that I'm not, you know, emotionally attached to him. And a really good thing that you can do is what they call the scissor ritual. It worked. That you want to envision yourself, because you've got cords attached to him, is that envision those cords that are attached to you and him, and every night go, you know, thank all the powers that be. It's like, let's cut these emotional cords. And what will happen is that sooner or later, you'll feel that snap and be guaranteed when that emotional snap happens, you'll get a call.
Yeah.
From him?
Or you'll run into him, show up or something like that, because he'll feel it.
Talk off and on. It's not like we don't have any conflict.
Well, can I tell what I have? Can I get it? Can I talk?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because you know what I was going to anyway. But, you know, I was just giving you the courtesy. Hey, I'm going to talk. Okay, well, I do have crush. I do have that he's a player, but he's not a player. A mean guy.
I wasn't going to say that. You went on and blurted it right out.
He is.
He's a player. Well, look at his age. Yeah. Come on. I mean, if you're not a player at 22, you're in trouble. My son is 21. Is he? No, he's 20. He's going to be 21, and it's not that he's a player. He's just a player. I mean, you know, that's just the age. And plus, he's a good looking. So yeah, well, he's good looking, and you like him. So there's many girls that like him, and he kind of is feeling his oats. And I see the word player. And the thing is, I see you. I see your how. And this is the scene that they're showing me, which is so cool. But it says, wait a minute. Let me see what I wrote here, because I did write something. Wants to be the reason that you have him in your life, I see it so clearly. But let me show you the scene. But is that what you were supposed to learn from him is exactly what you do and what you don't want. And what you don't want is that player who likes other girls. But what you do want is somebody that makes you feel that way. Which is young.
And that's what a player does. A player makes you feel like a queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's showing you this relationship, this young, because you're still young, is trying to teach you how to discern what you want from a guy and what you're going to take from a guy. Meaning what you want is that player. You do want it because that's the way they make you feel and you get all this crushy stuff. But what you won't take is that he's going other places. And this is what this relationship is here to show you. Now, what's funny is I'm seeing a scene. Oh, my goodness, I've got somebody here. It's got to be two removed. It's got to be either your grandmother. It's a woman figure. So I'm going to say it's a great-grandmother. Do you have a great-grandmother?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will tell you this. What I see is the scene that she's showing me of you playing in the grass with a boy. You're probably both about five, and you're all dressed up in this little dress with this bow and little Mary Janes, and you are running for your life, laughing, and he is chasing you. And he's got little, like, pants. I don't know if it's a – it kind of reminds me of maybe an Easter scene, although I'm not a religious person, so I don't know. But you're there all dressed up, and you're running in this big – and you are just – infatuated with this kid. You are loving him at five, and it's you and him, but really your brother and sister. So what they're showing you is
so
you,
it's the little kids, the little kids that are not the grown-up adults.
Right. And what is happening is you can love him as just that, because you're not going to love him as an adult part of what you're going to continue forward with. But it's really cute, the scene they're showing me, because I see how you feel about him. But it's not like a brother-sister. They're showing me a brother and sister like that, you know, just really loving life, really having so much fun, and you looking in awe at him and having so much fun. And so what this woman is telling me is this feeling is what you need to feel as a child going into be an adult. You need to find that in a man that isn't like what you see, but is what you feel. So what she's saying is when you look for a guy, you want somebody that makes your heart a flitter, that makes you run in that garden, that makes you in awe of him and smiling, but knowing like a brother, you're only his. Because you can have a brother and you can have a sister, and I don't see any other family members in that lawn, so you're exclusively brother and sister. So what they're saying is you need a boyfriend. Not like a brother, but that's exclusive with you, that you feel the same way like. And he's coming.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, he's coming.
You want someone to play with and have a lot of fun and that passion that is your trigger, okay, that with a grown-up man, with a real grown-up man versus a boy, a man-child.
Yeah, and she's so here. And you know what she's saying? Oh, God. She's singing this song, Take a Load Off Annie. And I don't know the song. Take a load off Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off Annie and put the load right on to me. So maybe what she's saying, excuse my voice, but what she's saying is put all your worries and let her take them. And start being the child inside that you are and go find a really nice guy. That's the message.
Oh, I heard her say my name again yesterday.
You did?
I was walking through my house, and she said it again yesterday. And I said, hey.
Well, I'm telling you, what the message she's giving me, oh, my goodness, she's here. I love the feeling of when they're here. It gets me all a glitter. You know what I mean? Like, woo-hoo. I do have to tell you that that's the song she and I can't sing it for you, but I'm hearing the words. So what she's saying is take your problems, take your worries, and give them to her. Just talk to her, give them to her, and she's saying to you, go play, go have a good time, but it's got to be the right guy. Take the feeling of this guy that you adore and go find an adult that really wants to be with you, that you adore. And I keep seeing, and I don't know if you see it, Susan, I see the number 32. So I don't know if that's how old this guy will be when you know, is 32 that you'll end up. If you're 30, he's 32. I do not see a younger guy for you. I see pretty much around the same age. And I think
around the same age.
Yeah. And I really believe that he's got a childish way about him. So he might be 32, but he rocks 16, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah. If he makes you giggle,
yeah,
that's the trick.
Yeah. And he's only going to be yours. And he's only going to be yours. He only wants you, and he's like a big, goofy kid, but he only wants you, and that's what you are going to find.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just wondering, because I try so hard to just break everything from this guy, like the one that we're talking about, but it just seems something always just pulls me back to him, and why? Like, what is the lesson, you know?
Well,
like,
the lesson is... Well, you know what the lesson is. Your grandmom just told you.
Yeah, now I know what the lesson is, but I didn't before.
Well, I should enlighten you, and I don't mean it meanly, but your grandmom is sitting there telling me this. So when you hear me say stuff like that, it's really not from me, it's from spirit, because I usually would tell you in a roundabout way, about 20 minutes, how, you know, yes, you know, and yes, what you should do, but this is your grandmom talking, and she said, you know what to do. You know exactly what to do. And she doesn't understand. They wanted to give you the feeling that you're supposed to look for, because apparently you love that and you're not looking for it in men your age. And then that's what she's saying. Because at 22 and you're 30, now if you were 40 and he was 30, I'd say, oh, a little bit young, but okay, 30, he could probably look at you that way. But when they're 22, you're looking at a man child, and you're looking at you going to a different soul window. So that's what you've got to look at.
You're misinterpreting a fun kind of guy for immaturity.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, that's what you want to do, is what your grandmother's telling you, is notch it up.
Yeah.
Well,
honey, go talk to your grandmom, because she's shown me such beautiful pictures of you. You must have been a really... fun child. Not so much fun that you were like wild like me fun, but just that you laughed a lot and you really loved, you were endearing, that you really loved, like you loved when people were warm and fuzzy. I can see that. And she's showing me that you just used to have so much fun as a kid playing. And she's showing me that scene. So what she's saying is probably, I don't know if that was something that you always long for, or that you got cut short. I'm not quite sure why you cling on to that. Cause I mean, like, I don't cling on to that kind of stuff, but I know my daughter does. She's around your age, she's a little younger than you, but she's very nostalgic. That's the word, nostalgic. You really love to look at the past, and you really love to look at what you have, and you smile and you laugh when you do. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so and things are important to you, like, you know, and that's interesting, because, see, I don't have anything that's, you know, like I look and go, we're gonna color this as we go. But my daughter is like, she's 27, going to be 28, and she does the same thing. She goes, Mom, can't you make those pancakes? You make them every Sunday. I'm like, what? I haven't made those pancakes, but you used to. So what I'm saying is she likes that past thing, and so do you. So you're going to find a guy that's only for you, honey. And you're going to find somebody that's, and I keep hearing the word goofy, but I don't mean goofy in a bad way. She doesn't have a job.
No,
or she's not going to be.
She likes someone with a good sense of humor. She likes to giggle. She likes to have fun.
Yeah. And I kind of think he's going to be into sports too, but goofy kind of things. So I don't know. He's showing me like a goofy hat that might be like a sports memorabilia hat. So go take a look.
I just wanted to, you know, ask that question and see what the issue was and what I needed to learn and what I needed to work on to get past
that relationship. So thank you both so much for that.
Try the cutting ritual because it really will help.
And then if you really want a different ritual, get the queen. What did I say? Night queen incense, and then cut because it's going to really, really shock you. So, Matt, with you, you're too young. Maybe the princess incense. All right, we hope we helped you, Angie.
You have. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, I just love her. She's just so sweet. And I do so understand. We all understand. We've been there. It's so young. But I'm younger than that. So I guess I got to look forward to that. But, you know, hey, what can I say?
I know. It was so wonderful of her to take advice from a 15-year-old.
Yes. Well, a 15-year-old with very wise spirit.
A 15-year-old with a wise old soul.
That's right. I love it. I can't take that. That's exactly us. So anyway, we have a few minutes left. I just want to tell everybody what's going on with the rest of the show and what will be next week. Because May 31st, everyone, 1 to 3, on a Saturday, we have a show that is so fab. It's Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. I am so happy and proud and honored that he will be on our show. He wrote the book Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. It was a national bestseller, a hit, and I know he's going to be writing more. He's also a practicing attorney, and he is going to do readings. This man is so cool. He's done famous cases, and he'll get on the show and talk about them and his book. So that's May 31st, but I'm going to bring you up to date now. Susan, tomorrow we have, of course, Astrology Wednesday. We have the famous love him. I'm going to be with him for half an hour because I've got some things to do with my daughter. And then Kelly Coulter, our birth and life card from Atlantis, Atlantean life and birth card reader, is, of course, she's from Earth now, is going to be doing her readings. And she will be taking the last half an hour when Ron rocks a reading that somebody won. So tomorrow is, again, our astrology day. Thursday, we have Leslie Journey coming in. Don't want to give that other name out because that one is one she rocks herself. But Leslie Journey is what we all know her by, what her website is and what her Facebook is. She does dates, times. She's a psychic medium. She will rock your socks off. She's here at 1 o'clock on Thursday. And we have to send a big shout out to Susan Schaff, who is our pet psychic who comes in with Leslie. She is not feeling well. She's been having to get treated twice by medical people, and we're really worried about her.
She's
going to be okay.
She's got this virus bad.
This virus really bad. So please send out love and light to Susan. We love you, and we'll miss you on Thursday. The following week is Memorial Weekend, and Susan and I, we are thinking about what hours we're going to be here because we don't know if everybody's going to be out at picnics or what they're going to do, and we might actually shorten our two shows on Monday and Tuesday. Monday we are going to, because everybody's going to probably be at picnics at that time, so please stay tuned when we decide what our hours are going to be next week. Our Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday of that week is when we have Mark Anthony, and we will continue with Wednesday and Thursday. It's only next Monday and Tuesday to be announced. So hopefully everybody will stay tuned and will come with us. And if we rock a show for an hour, at least we will be with you. And we are really thinking of what we're going to do. So Susan, you'll be helping me with that decision. But let's say goodbye and thank you to everybody. We thank Brenda Brand for being here, for rocking our medical intuitive show. I thank my co-host, Susan Z, who I love to life because she doesn't like me to say death. So I love you, Susan.
love you too, Bonnie.
We love all our callers, our listeners, and our chatters. And thank you for putting up with Blog Talk when they can't get you on, what they can't let you do chat. But we appreciate your persistence, and we love that you care. And thank you for everybody in chat that let me know that they were dropping you out. And thanks for all the callers that called back. It really means a lot to Susan and I. We're here because of you. We're here for you, and we're here for spirit. So have a great day, and we will rock tomorrow. I love you, Susan. Bye.
Love you, Bonnie. Love everyone. Bye.